Chapter 25. Angel came in the side door some moments after Ron and Keats left. Her voice was edged, and she did not say good morning. "Where did Dad go with Schitzelot?" Celeste felt determined to not let Angel break her reverie. "Good morning," she tried to say sweetly. "Dad went to get the paper." "He does realize that there is a blizzard this morning, right?" spat Angel. "Yes, Angel. I'm pretty sure that he realized that it was snowing." She could tell that Angel was looking for conflict. Angel said, "Was he always this much of an asshole?" The reverie was gone. Celeste said, "You didn't think he was being an asshole when he was building you a snowman?" "I was 6 years old," shouted Angel. "There's fresh coffee." Celeste tried to be conciliatory. "Yeah, Mom. I can see the coffee. I can smell the coffee. I don't need to be told that there is coffee." Angel poured herself a cup and said, "I'm going back out to the barn." Celeste felt a knot in her stomach, but was happy to see Angel go. When Ron got back from the store, Celeste's reverie became a brooding about why she could not talk to her daughter. He came up the stairs with Keats, who was happily flinging the snow from his curly fur with a series of shakes that were spraying ice crystals all across her clean living room floor. He put the newspaper down, and Celeste hollered, "Do you see what a mess the dog is making on the floor?" "It's only water," said Ron. "We're going back out." He dropped the paper down in front of her and started tracking ice and snow through her rooms and back down the stairs. Celeste was exasperated. How could she ever be expected to keep a decently clean house with him? Then she heard the scrape of the shovel and realized that he was clearing the driveway. It was still snowing. Didn't he know enough to wait until it stopped? Because the driveway was gravel and Ron could not use a snowblower, his idea was that if he kept ahead of the snow, things would be manageable. Keats tried to help Ron by grabbing the edge of the plastic shovel in his mouth and pulling. It didn't help at all, but Ron found it amusing. After he'd walked the width of the driveway, pushing the shovel as Keats energetically tugged on it, he would lift the shovel and toss the snow to the side. Keats would jump in the air and try to catch the snow with his mouth and his body. Ron was laughing as he was shoveling. "You like that, huh, puppy?" He started back the other way, and Keats charged to grab hold of the shovel and tug. Celeste could not help but laugh as she watched this comedy from her windows. She felt like a slug for not being out there. She could at least clean off the eclipse. Ron was just about done with this pass at the driveway when Celeste appeared dressed like a snow person. Her winter jacket fitted her like an inflated tube that came down to her waist. She was wearing a brown woolen knitted cap with a fleecy red ball on top of her head. "How can I help?" said Celeste, trying to sound eager. Keats barked a hello to Celeste and came over to her and sat proudly. He was totally covered in snow, and it clung to his curly brown fur. Celeste thought he looked absolutely adorable, but then thought about the horrible mess that he was going to make in the house. "Ron, look at what you have done to this poor puppy. How is he ever going to get cleaned up?" "He was helping," laughed Ron. Celeste started for the eclipse. It did not look happy covered in snow. She wanted to uncover it. She opened the driver's side to the low-sitting eclipse, and Keats surprised her by leaping in the front seat and tracking snow all over it. He turned to her and gave her one of his rare barks. She was horrified and laughing at the same time, trying to shoo him. "Get out of there," she hollered. Ron laughed at her and said, I'm going to do Angel's driveway." He started off towards the front of the barn, with Keats now happily trailing him and wagging his tail. The eclipse started right up for Celeste, but she was afraid to move it. She sat in back of the wheel and, like a flashback, saw herself laying in the sloping, snow-covered ditch with a broken collarbone, hoping to be rescued. She felt shaken and all of a sudden very cold. She wanted to go back inside the house. Celeste sat in the living room couch while Ron laid on the floor in front of the newly ensconced Keats, who was back in his little foyer, having been told by Celeste that he would not be allowed out until he was dry. Of course, this was after Celeste had held him in one of her fluffy towels and rubbed as many of the ice balls off of his small body as she could. Ron looked up and said, "Listen to this." He read an ad for an English department supervisor for a regional high school district who had managerial experience. "That seems like it was made for me, doesn't it? Maybe you should look into it, but it would have to be some job to pry you out of Oak Mountain." Ron looked over at Keats. The dog's eyes were on him. He whimpered to be let out, and then moved away from the gate as he saw Angel come to the door. Angel was dressed to go out. She was wearing the scarf that Celeste had knitted for her. First, she looked at her mom and said in an informative tone, "I'm not sure when I'll be back, so don't worry about me for dinner." Then she turned to Ron. "I don't want to be forced to go to Marjorie's house on Christmas Eve." And she was back down the stairs and out the door.